Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Flat, cold, stop. From Mumba, Manila, and Shanghai.
Mumba, don't you mean Mumbai?
That's what I said, didn't I?
It sounded like you said Mumba.
Mumbai.
It's Mumbai, India.
Manila and Shanghai to Caracas, Vancouver, and Boca Raton. We are the Tastemakers, and a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening around the world. Everybody.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everybody from around the world. It's another beautiful day in Shangri-La here,
Shangri-La.
Right?
Yep. Yes, it is. Hey, before we start the show off, Mark, I just want to give a big shout-out and happy birthday wishes to my daughter, Chelsea, who's celebrating 23 today.
Wow.
23 birthday
my
candles.
Niece. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I got to get her a text saying happy birthday.
Yes, you do. Hey, by the way, Mark, today's the 23rd, and she's celebrating her 23rd birthday. So that's called your golden birthday. Have you ever heard of that before?
Never. Ever.
Yeah.
Your golden birthday.
Yeah, so we celebrated ours on October 25th when we turned 25. We did have that date. So
wow.
Some people can't
have it. You checked into that?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people do have it, but if you're like past the, let's see, when do you can't really celebrate it. I mean, you can if you're one or two or three, but it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, it's the golden birthday. I only just heard about this recently. I mean,
wow,
is that
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
No.
So Chelsea's 23 today, and today's the 23rd. And just like, let's see, with Whitney, when she turned, let's see, her birthday is on the 24th, so she won't be able to celebrate hers to the 24th. When is Blake's birthday? It's on the 9th,
right?
Yeah, so he celebrates, his is past him, I mean, when he was 9.
So he's not going to be able to get another one?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, when he turned 9 on the 9th, that was it. Whitney celebrates hers on the 24th. You know, when she turns 24, so she still has 6 years.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. But the golden, I mean, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I guess that's a new thing. But, yeah, so happy golden. So it's that much more of a special day for her.
Wow. When did you hear about this?
Just recently.
Okay.
Through Chelsea. But Chelsea, Whitney, and Carrie knew about it. So I don't know if it's a female thing or what. But
well, happy 23rd birthday, my niece Chelsea.
Yeah, and other people celebrating the...
oh, good. I can hardly wait. Yeah. I hope there's some good ones
today. We always
do
have some good ones. I need to check out my birthday to see who I celebrate.
Born on your date?
Do you have
any
idea?
No.
You have no idea?
No.
Okay, so Chelsea, here are celebrities that celebrate your birthday
great.
Today. A couple big ones.
Oh, good,
yeah.
good.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, how old is he? Don't tell me. He's got to be 59.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, he's 63.
Oh, okay. What made you make that change?
Because I started looking at the dates and times and everything. And
I was going to say, no way. Come on. He's 64.
Okay, I was close.
Already passed on 10 years, Ray Charles. How old would he be today?
Today he would be 89.
84.
I was close.
Mickey Rooney, who passed on earlier this year.
He'd be 97, right?
94.
I was close again.
Yeah. Matt Kemp, Dodger, L.A. Dodger. Matt Kemp,
good
celebrating
home run the other
his
day.
Birthday today, 29.
29.
And one of your favorites today, Mark, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld. One of your favorite shows, and I believe it might even be your favorite show.
It could be, yeah. George Costanza.
So how about that? So Chelsea celebrates.
So how old is he?
54.
Oh, okay. Great.
He celebrates Chelsea's birthday, too.
Wow, that's great.
Julio Iglesias. I thought he was a little older.
I'd say he's 76.
70.
Wow. Right.
I thought he was about 73 or 74.
Huh.
Coach John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens is 51 today.
Hmm.
Ex-Michigan Wolverine. Hmm. And rapper, Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones, huh?
He's 38 today.
Wow, I thought Lazy Bones was 36.
Yeah, big shout out to rapper.
Way to go, Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones. So that would be the birthdays for today.
Great.
And of course, there's usually about 30 of them, but a lot of these. You know, I'm surprised how many. It's becoming more and more popular, Mark, the young singers with one name, like Madonna.
Oh, yeah, like Cher?
Yeah.
Madonna?
I mean, a lot. Yeah, like. Who else? Sharika, I think. But a lot more.
Yeah,
it seems like almost every week when I do the research for the birthdays, there is a singer, and she's got the one name. So,
wow.
I mean, that, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it was cool, whatever. Now it's too common.
Wow.
You know, too many people.
Yeah, the one name thing.
Even like Common. He's just Common.
Yeah, that's too common.
By the way, did you see Hell on Wheels over the weekend?
No, I TV'd it, but I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
It was a good one. You saw it the week before when
Common got killed.
Yeah. Now, what's his name? His buddy in that show had no choice but to kill him,
right.
Didn't he?
Yep.
I mean, he
no
had
no choice.
To.
He did everything he could to save his life.
I mean, Kamen had a Bowie knife in his skull, and his skull was bleeding.
Yeah, he had to kill him.
He had no choice, right?
So, Bohannon,
yeah. We got a couple shout-outs today, Mark, and why don't you start with... I've got one I got to read before my phone dies.
Well, we've got a new client that just came on board that's doing our Oscar gifting suite. Now, you and I know that you've always got to have skincare. High-end skincare is even that much better, right?
Absolutely.
But then if you get one of these anti-aging high-end skincares, I don't think there's anything better than that, right?
I think you're probably right.
Now, this is a new company. Well, it's not a new company, but it's a company based in Beverly Hills.
Oh, you got to love that, right?
Yeah. And it's emkplacental.com.
That's the name of the company?
Yeah, and I'm going to repeat that again. emkplacental.
I don't like how that sounds.
.com. It's kind of... And, you know, they've been around since 2001. They're positioned as the worldwide leader in anti-aging plant placental. Now, that's technical if you ask me, right?
That is. That's,
yeah.
I'm thinking it's very technical and very medical, it sounds like.
Yeah. And it founded on the firm belief in scientifically proven clinically quality performance. Boy, that's another mouthful, you know. And the reason is simple. They will not compromise. Their philosophy is that they were all born with radiant skin with the right, healthy, and effective ingredients. Okay. EMKplacental.com. The power of pure, active plant placenta is at the heart of every formula they create. Well, that's pretty cool stuff, if
that
you
is,
ask me.
And, you know, we met with the company last week, and they had that wonderful presentation with all their different products there.
Right.
Do we get any samples to take with us?
You know, we didn't, but we'll get it next time we meet with them.
Because it was a wonderful presentation. They had a wonderful variety of items.
All their products are fragrance-free and paraben-free, safe and gentle. That's why you'll love it. Again, that's emkplacental.com. We'll have more information on this great brand in the coming weeks, but if you're looking for a new high-end anti-aging skincare, you've got to go to emkplacental.com. They're going to be in our upcoming Oscar Gifting Suite in February, and we'll have more information about them in the coming shows. So
welcome aboard
EMK Placental.
Glad to have them on board, and
yep.
Again, hopefully we get some of those samples because that stuff looked great.
Yeah.
Before we continue on with the show, another big shout-out because I have
two
it on
back
my,
to back.
I have it on my phone, and my battery is getting ready to die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's from a company called Inspired Creations. Wow Creations, Inspired Creations.
I like it.
Megan Brown is the owner.
She's from Canada, right?
Canadian company, Winnipeg, yeah, absolutely. Megan Brown, thanks for coming on board. Just came on board yesterday for our Oscar event as well. She just came back from a show over the weekend, and she lives in Winnipeg. Megan Brown is a Canadian-born artist currently focusing on bringing wearable steampunk to the masses. Steampunk.
Wow.
To the masses.
Going to have to get a definition exactly what that is, or am I just out of the picture here?
Let me move on. Yeah, absolutely. Her company, Inspired Creations, is gaining renown throughout the country and beyond. Her one-of-a-kind antique and vintage components made into charming pieces. So it would be jewelry.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. Always love having jewelry.
You got a great website, by the way. Do you have that handy?
I don't, but just a moment. It will be here. Inspired Creations is the blanket brand that Megan uses for both her jewelry, art, and other creative endeavors, but primarily Megan considers it her label for steampunk jewelry creations.
I like that. I like how that sounds. Steampunk.
Steampunk. Yeah. Growing up in a family farm home that's over 100 years old. Wow, that's neat, too. But anyhow, Megan.
Welcome aboard, Megan. We're looking forward to having you in our upcoming Oscar Gifting Suite.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. Good stuff. Hey, we got a lot of stuff going on in the next couple of weeks. You know, this weekend is the premier event here in Los Angeles of the Longines Thoroughbred Horse event. It starts Thursday. Saturday, and Sunday. It's a four-day event, and Longines the Watch, the Swiss watch, is the main sponsor of this thing, and hence the name Longines Thoroughbred Horse Weekend.
First time here in L.A., right?
First time here in L.A. It's been in Monte Carlo, Hong Kong, and London, I believe, in the past. But this is the first time that they've had it here. So you and I are going as press from LATalkRadio.com, and we're going to be attending multiple events on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
are we attending on Friday as well?
We can if you want.
Well, we can intermingle that with our
meeting with the our Edmonton, Mr. Edmonton, coming in on Friday from Edmonton.
Does he go by the mayor of Edmonton too? He said something.
Mayor of Edmonton. That beats me. I thought he always referred to him as Mr. Edmonton.
Yeah, he says, call me the mayor.
Oh, okay. Well, we're meeting with Mayor of Edmonton this Friday. He's coming into LA.
Literally the Mayor of Edmonton. He just likes to be called the Mayor of Edmonton because he's Mr. Edmonton.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So we could do that both and coincide that on Friday.
Yeah. So it's going to be a busy weekend. And then on Sunday is closing of the San Diego Polo Club down there in Rancho Santa Fe. Or Del Mar, I guess. Actually, it's Del Mar, right?
Well, that's a long season. Seems like the first. This will be our third time attending this season, correct?
We went opening day. We went in the middle of the season, and now we're going closing day.
Yeah.
Right? So opening day was incredible, was nuts. So do you think closing is going to be crazier than opening?
I think it might be equal to.
Okay.
But I know when we went in the middle of the summer, it was lesser.
It was relaxed.
It was relaxed.
Relaxed.
So big shout out to San Diego Polo Club, and get to sandiegopoloclub.com. to see about obtaining tickets, getting to the event. And I believe it's coinciding with the charity, too. I should have been prepped with that, have some information on the charity.
Yeah, right. I think a couple of charities.
But get to the website, sandiegopoloclub.com, and look into the charity. If you can't get down there to attend the event, look into the charity, make some kind of a donation. Geez, I just was reading about this last night, and it's just, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. Maybe later in the show, but looking forward to that this weekend. And I think it's going to be crazy, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so, I like that buzz.
Yeah,
that vibe.
I love the buzz. I know
because when we went to the middle of the season, it was so relaxed.
Yeah.
It was just
a little too relaxed.
Back,
but a lot of people like it like that. But I like it where it's nonstop. It's action. There's cigar smoking. Everybody's drinking. They're laughing. They're screaming. And there was a fashion show when we were there at the start of the season, too, wasn't there?
I believe there's going to be one this weekend, too, right?
So fashion show. I think there's two private parties. I think Maker's Mark might be pouring this weekend.
Great.
So lots going on, and the weather should be almost ideal. It's 84, I think, in
LA. Let me see what the 5 days for San Diego right now, right?
I think 84 in LA this weekend, so it should be what I consider the perfect temperature, 78. I'm guessing it's going to be 78 or 9.
Well, I was in San Diego last weekend, and it was 75 and sunny, which
perfect.
Is perfect.
But I'm guessing here on Sunday it's going to be 78 or 79. You checking that out?
Well, in San Diego it's 77.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a little farther up north, so it might be a little
75 on Saturday, 77 on Saturday. Yeah. So that's ideal.
So the game starts at the match.
Yeah.
The match starts at 1 o'clock.
Right.
We'll probably get there around noon.
I think so. Last year, or the first time we went, we got there right around 1, I guess, because we weren't expecting the traffic that happened, and we were bumper to bumper all the way
crowd,
going in.
That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah. And we want to get the media parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, we want to be able to park in the media spot.
It's limited.
Yeah.
So
we're down across the other end of the polo field.
Hopefully we'll bump into some of the friends we met at the first game that were tailgating. I love the tailgate. You could bring whatever you want to drink.
Yep.
Bring the lawn chairs. Have a good time, like at a football game or a baseball game.
Which is fun. Which is a nice way to see the polo match.
And then
also the other way.
The stomping of the other way, which of course.
Which is where you're in the tents, you're in the hospitality suites, you're schmoozing with people that are tastemakers and influencers.
Socialites.
So you're right there in the vibe. And the other side is you're tailgating.
Yeah.
So you got the good both benefits to both sides.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
It is a
weather's
long drive.
Perfect.
It is a long drive to get down there. But
yeah, it'll be about an hour and a half from my place.
Oh, hour and a half. Okay, then an hour from my place.
Because it took us 2 hours to get to Sandy at the SeaWorld last week. So from one spot to the other. So
and then an extra hour from my place, so 2.5 hours worth of drive. But well worth it. Last match of the
to
season.
To close out the season.
Is Del Mar racing still?
It is. Yes.
And for just a couple more weeks, because I think in October, Santa Anita is coming.
That's correct.
Speaking of Santa Anita, I was there over the weekend for the Greek festival. Boy, I mean, living in that area.
Were you there as press?
No, I wasn't. I was there just with the family. But anyhow, when we got there, about 6:15, not crowded.
What time did it start? Was it an all-day
thing?
Nighttime?
It was all-day thing, yeah.
Wow.
In fact, not my specialty. I don't really care for the calamari, but by 7 o'clock, they were out of calamari.
Where was this? In the infield?
It was not in the infield. No, it was out in the walking area, what they call the paddock out there.
Out in the front?
Yeah, out in the front. Once you walk into you go through the turnstiles, it was basically taking place there. They had bands and all that type of stuff. Then you walk through and you go into the park, and you were right before the track. So I was in and out, but it was not on the field.
Was there an admission to get into this thing?
Yeah, it was $5.
$5, huh?
$5, yeah.
Because I'm just wondering, if you were inside for the racing that day, could you have just hung out and just
gone? There's no racing that day, Mark. They're in Del Mar.
Oh. Well, yeah, okay, but you can still go
off
in there
track,
and bet,
yeah,
right?
But it had to be closed because it was during the day. But anyhow, what I was saying.
What about parking? Was parking free?
No, it was $4 for parking.
Hmm.
But in any event, when we got there around 6:15, it was not that crowded. But by the time we left, like at 8:30, 8:45, jam packed.
How late did it go till?
It went to, I think, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
People like the Greek festivals. You know, we go to the one all the time out in Northridge, and we've been to other ones, but this is a pretty big one.
That's interesting because I wouldn't make the connection of Greek with
Sanania.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you wouldn't, Mark, but I tell you, there was all kinds of people there. You could tell they weren't just all Greek. There was a lot of Hispanics, a lot of, you know, African American, a wide variety. In fact, while we were there, I was, you know, looking at the wide variety of people. I'm thinking,
would you go as far to say it was an eclectic group of people?
Yes, I would. It was a very eclectic group of people. But so it just goes to show you, a lot of people like the Greek music, a lot of people like the Greek food, you know, a lot of people like baklava. The gyros there were fantastic.
Now, do you know, is there a Greek town in New York? Your wife
is? Yes,
yeah,
yes,
okay.
There is.
Because I know there's one in Chicago.
Yes.
And I was surprised there was a big one in Detroit. We were in Detroit this summer, and there was a big Greek town in Detroit. But yet we don't have one here.
No, we don't. But you know where Papa Christos is on Pico, back in the 40s and 50s, that used to be somewhat of a smaller Greek town. Not anymore, but it was back then.
Oh.
And Papa Christos is still there since 1947, and they have a Greek festival there every year as well. Smaller one. But anyhow, fantastic. The gyros were great for $8. My daughter Chelsea and her boyfriend Frank had the platters. I never liked the platters, and I'll tell you why. They're usually $13 or $14, and you get either chicken or lamb, and they give you like string beans or a vegetable and a salad.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of food, and it's like $13 or $14. The gyro I had for $8 was huge and delicious. Chelsea,
$8, right?
Yeah, $8.
Is that one person, or is it too big? You can share it. Is it just enough for one?
You know, we also had Greek fries with the feta.
Greek fries? What's that?
Well, it's just with French fries with the feta. Like,
oh, that
all
sounds
over.
Great.
Yeah, depending on how hungry you are. Carrie and I could have probably split one with the fries, but I was very
hungry.
Did
you get with chicken or do you like the lamb?
Oh, always got to get the lamb.
Oh, not us. We're not lamb eaters.
I'm not a lamb eater per se, but when it comes to an gyro, which is weird.
The chicken is pretty darn good, though, too.
But
when we were at the Mad Greek, we always get the chicken.
Oh, yeah. The Mad Greek, way overrated, way overpriced. We just had it a month ago when we were going
I love it.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as uterus go, way overrated.
Huh.
Papa Christos down on Pico, fantastic. This Greek festival, fantastic. And the Greek festival out in Northridge at the church there, fantastic. But yeah, for $10 or $11 for the Mad
Greek. Out of all those that you just listed, where's the best gyro?
The one I just had this weekend.
At Santa Anita?
Yeah, and then Papa Christos.
Now, are there restaurants that have their spots there? So this the gyro you had would have been from like a restaurant?
That's a good question. It didn't say that.
Okay.
You got to wonder who...
Who's there?
Yeah, it didn't say like
it just has a tent and the guy's just doing it. Huh?
Yeah, I didn't give that any thought. But and then you know they had a bunch of vendors selling all kind of stuff and I love the Greek music and I love the baklava.
Did they have the dancers that were there doing their dance?
Well, not when we were there. Uh-huh. They just had Greek performers and
I see what you're saying.
And the Greek cookies, which absolutely, and I love the Greek beer too. $5, I think it was $5.
What about ouzo? Was there some ouzo?
Yeah, I was drinking ouzo too. $8 for the ouzo.
Is it just like a shot?
Just a shot.
Wow.
Yeah, just a shot.
Sounds pricey, bro.
It was pricey. You know, it was
you should have went in with your media credentials.
Yeah, I didn't give that.
Well, sometimes these credentials are very beneficial. They get you in and out. But it was not costing you a dime.
Yeah, it was the last minute thing, though. Sometimes, as well as you know, as I do, Mark, sometimes credentials take weeks to get approved.
Oh, this is true. This is true.
So, yeah,
like, for instance, the Longines things that we're attending this week.
Yeah.
You know, I went to apply for it months ago, and they said it's not available yet. So when I finally went to apply last Friday, I was a day late to get them.
Yeah.
But they honored us, so we will be doing it this weekend for Longines. I'm looking forward to it. It's a real luxury event here in Los Angeles.
I'm looking forward to see
Monte
what kind
Carlo,
of invited guests
Hong Kong,
there.
London.
What's the
and
attire
LA?
For us?
The usual tastemaker attire.
Are we going to be wearing ties?
It could very well be. We'll have to. We'll figure it out.
Speaking of attire, what about bow ties for Sunday at the polo match?
You know what? Did we wear bow ties the first time?
Both times we did not. However, I was reading about Sunday's event. It says bow ties are suggested.
Oh, really? For this Sunday coming up? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what surprised me, Mark, is that we attended two events down there, and neither one we didn't wear ties.
I'll be doggone.
Which
All right.
is surprising.
Yep.
But they said bow ties are suggested for Sunday.
Okay. But I think when we were there, we saw some people with bow ties the first time, too, right?
Very Kentucky Derby-esque as far as attire goes.
Okay.
You know?
Sounds good.
So I think it's the bow ties. So
we've got a great Longines Thoroughbred horse thing this weekend, and then we've got
so
the
polo
match on
Thursday and
Sunday.
Friday.
Yeah.
And then Friday we're meeting Edmonton friends.
Right.
I think at the Perch downtown, which I – had cocktails at the other day, which is, it's an old building on 4th and Olive, I believe. Old building, like, you know, 30s or 40s.
Yeah, you're heading down there by the Bradbury building. Not 4th,
I'm sorry, it's Hill and 5th. Hill and 5th, yeah, or Olive and 5th.
Right there by the Bradbury.
Right by the Biltmore, just catty corner from the Biltmore.
Oh.
But it's on the 13th floor, outdoor dining and happy hour. They had a cool jazz band playing the other day, but I believe that's where we're going to be meeting for cocktails.
Entertaining?
On a Friday evening. So the Long Jeans thing, that's a weird name, Long Jeans.
Long Jeans. Yeah, they're the big sponsor for the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
You know, a lot of events. So, Breeders' Cup.
So that on Thursday, that on Friday.
Hey, big shout-out. I forgot.
Shout-out.
Yeah, Blake Harris, man.
Oh,
way to go, buddy. Blake Harris out there listening right now. He's at school, and he's doing some studying or whatever. So sorry about that, buddy. I forgot all about you.
Yeah, right now.
Big shout-out. Thanks for listening, Blake. Spread the news to all your school friends, and get the word out.
Yeah,
LATalkRadio.com.
I know he's constantly getting the word out.
Yeah, good.
Tell your neighbors. Tell your friends. Tell your church mates. Tell your
tell anybody you can.
Tell your workmates. Tell them all.
So, Blake, thanks for listening, and pass the word.
Hey, okay. We just got invited to do another pageant.
What?
Came out of the blue yesterday, Mark.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I saw the email and I opened it up, I thought, how fitting.
Hold on a sec, Mark, before you get too excited. It's not a big one. It's not Miss Maryland.
Well, it's regional. Right.
It's regional,
which leads up to Miss California,
and
USA.
We do love participating in these pageants. It's Miss Hollywood Regional
USA.
Miss Hollywood Regional USA.
The winner we choose will compete for the Miss California pageant in January.
Yeah.
Which will then go to compete against Miss USA and the Miss Universe. So it's very pertinent and relevant, these local regional beauty pageants.
And it keeps us relevant too, Mark. And it's like all of a sudden we're becoming the pageant guys.
Yeah, the pageant guys. Sounds like a show, doesn't
it?
The
pageant guys. I mean, when you think about it, hell, we went all the way to Vietnam for Miss Universe.
Well, we didn't judge. We were just doing
that's what I'm saying. The pageant guys, it's more than just judging. It's being involved with gifting. It's just attending as a, like when Miss USA was here years ago, we took the wives.
Yeah.
It's attending, it's judging, it's gifting.
Yeah,
we're the pageant
I love
guys.
It all. I mean, I love having our association with it. That's how we started in this business 10 years ago. Well, our first gift lounge was the Miss Universe
in 2006.
Pageant at the Shrine Auditorium.
But traveled as far away as Vietnam for Miss Universe, Mexico City for Miss Universe, the Bahamas for Miss Teen USA.
Into New York, Maryland, Alabama,
Illinois,
Nevada, and then California. So our association with the beauty
continues to grow. And then South Carolina, we've already been invited to Miss South Carolina next year.
Great.
That's exciting. I think it might be in Charleston. If that's the case, that will be great.
So we thank the Miss Hollywood USA pageant for reaching out to us and asking us to judge. We look forward to it, and we will see you on October 12th.
Yeah, I think that's a week from Sunday or 2 weeks from this past Sunday.
Wow.
Comes
good
up
stuff.
Quick. I like it when 2 or 3 weeks. You don't have to put something on the calendar and it's 2 or 3 months down the line.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks is good.
It's good.
Keeps you
hey,
busy.
I want to do a quick shout out to
another?
A guy that's just coming on board for our Miss Maryland USA official gift bag. Brio-chrism.com. Brio means life vigor or vigor.
Life.
How would you say that? Life vigor or vigor?
That's
you say vigor?
I think it's a vigor. Like vigorous.
Invigorating.
Yeah, invigorating, vigorous.
Brio-chrism.com. They believe that nature is in the purest form, is the best remedy and maintainer of the inherent beauty that we are each born with. So that would be Brio-chrism.com.
That's for Miss
Great
Maryland?
Great product. They're going to be in the official gift bag for the Miss Maryland pageant in North Bethesda, Maryland. The weekend of Halloween, October 31st through November
2nd. Oh, that's right.
2nd,
we are not in Southern California for Halloween. This is the first time I think I'm not going to be here for Halloween. How about you?
No, I think didn't we do something else once that we were gone for Halloween?
Oh, I think we were in Acapulco for a vacation 25 years ago.
But
other than that, so this will be interesting to be
in
North Bethesda.
Yeah, and we're out there in the city of our national city, Washington, D.C. I'm taking you to Ben's Chili Bowl while we're out there.
Well, I hope so. I hope you take me
there. It's a staple in D.C. It has been since the 40s. Every president since the 40s has been to Ben's Chili Bowl. So
FDR?
I'm going to take, well, the late 40s, I should say. I'm going to take you my treat, or the treat of this network, this station here, LATalkRadio.com.
Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ben's Chili Bowl, right. So,
all right, if you're taking me there, I hope it's good,
D.C.,
brother.
So the weekend
I've
of
got
this
a variety
meeting,
of other
we'll
choices
there.
And selections to attend there. So if you're taking me to Bob's Chili Bowl.
Yeah. Ben's Chili Bowl.
Ben's
the best
Chili Bowl.
Chili in the D.C. area.
I'll be the judge of that, pal.
Thanks, Ben's Chili Bowl, for the invite. We will see you there in a couple
have
weeks.
Have you seen the new Wraith Rolls Royce out there?
Oh, gosh, have I ever.
Because $3,300 a month, buddy, and you could be leasing it.
Yeah, I love that car.
It's, what do you think about
that? Just when you thought Rolls Royce couldn't
do
any
better.
Yeah. First, with the introduction of their new Phantom.
Yeah.
Then, with their more casual, affordable Ghost. Comes the
cooler
sporty,
and slicker.
Slicker, stylish.
You know, I'm
Wraith.
Starting to think that the Phantom, unless it's the convertible, is looking too staunchy and old already.
It is almost limousine style.
Yeah.
Limousine type,
so,
unless it's
so
big.
Unless you got the convertible,
it's a car I want to be tooled around with a chauffeur.
Then you got the Ghost, and like you just said, all of a sudden you went from having the Phantom to having the Ghost, and now, like you said, just when you thought they couldn't outdo themselves. They got this.
The Phantom is great, like you said, if it's convertible or if you're being tooled around with a chauffeur.
Yeah.
You know?
But $3,300 a month, buddy, and you could be leasing
the
Wraith.
Is there a down
Wraith?
You have to put down on that thing? Because usually in these leases, you got to put something down.
$3,300 puts you in that Wraith, buddy.
Wow.
We got to talk to
I got to get out and get myself a Powerball ticket.
We need to get one of those for at least a week or something, or at least the weekend.
Wow.
Hey, wouldn't it be great, Mark, if we had that to pull up at the polo match?
Wow. I'll have to look into it, right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because the cars pull up right at the entrance to the match. That would be kind of cool to look into, right?
Yeah, look into that, pal.
Okay.
Look into that.
All right.
Breaking news out of Hollywood yesterday, Kardashian news.
Oh, about the divorce?
Yeah.
We just got something here from one of our clients about Sundance. Carry on the show for a minute while I read
this. Breaking news yesterday. You either love him or you hate him. I don't know if you're in between. I think you love him or you hate him. I'm still trying to figure out where I am with the Kardashians. But as of yesterday, I guess breaking news. We knew this was coming, but Bruce Jenner and Kris Jenner have officially divorced or filed for paperwork, which means what does that mean for the show? I know as is the last season, Bruce has already moved out and he's down in Malibu. He's got his place and he's not in every episode. So I'm not even sure if it's going to affect the show.
Yeah, I hear they want to be friends still.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got kids together. You got to still be friends. But is that going to affect the show, Mark? Hey, by the way, is that a good positive email we just got?
It's all budgetary.
Okay.
It's all relevant when it comes to budgetary.
So anyhow, that being said, is that going to affect the show?
I don't think so because he's not in it that much in the first place. When he is in there, he's always complaining and arguing. He's not out of the show, though, is he? Or he's just out of the marriage?
I think he's going to be out of the show.
Oh, out of the show, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's out of the marriage and the show.
Yeah. But
excuse
now,
me.
I think the ratings went down considerably this past season, and now the next series of shows is going to be Courtney and Khloe in the Hamptons. So
that sounds good.
Yeah. So I don't think keeping up with the Kardashians will be back till next year anyhow. So I guess they could figure out what they're doing. I think that's when it's course 9 seasons.
I mean, with the ratings now, under 2 million, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think the next step would be for the two young ones. I think that would make an interesting show, watching the two of them.
But the two of them are boring.
Yeah.
At least the other ones. The Courtney, she's got that attitude all the time.
Mm.
Chloe's got the husband.
Speaking of her, she just broke up with that Montana guy, Montana.
French Montana.
And she's back with the game, where she's seen the game. Have you seen her cornrolls?
No, I haven't.
Oy.
The Kardashians, they like the African-Americans.
They sure do.
You know?
Except for Disick.
Right.
Yeah,
but the other two.
Courtney is with Disick, but it's almost like she's not with him. They sleep in separate rooms. They continue to have kids because when they are sleeping in the same room, they pop out a kid.
Yeah.
But it's like she's with him just to be with
him. Right,
exactly.
It's weird because it's not a business partnership because they're not married. She retains ownership of everything on her own. He's out there making his own money doing his appearances.
Yeah.
She's doing her thing.
Kim has been with 3 or 4 African. Nothing against them. Just
right.
saying that's
I'm just
life.
Saying it's interesting.
Yeah, she's
and
been with 3 or 4.
Lamar
and Chloe's been with 3 or 4.
Right.
So
interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting.
Yeah.
And then you got Courtney against with this.
Yeah, but you know, in regards to affecting the show, he should stay just on the show anyhow because when he's in there, they're always arguing and they seem to be at each other's throats and he's always eating most of the time anyhow. So
yeah, he's not doing much anyhow.
Yeah.
Like you said, they'll show him at his Malibu.
It'd be dumb for him to pass in it because he gets good money for it. I don't know, what's he making? Make $50,000 an episode? Do you think?
I think he's making more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not stay in there?
I don't think he's worth $100 million, isn't he?
Bruce?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or close to it. He's worth, I think Kim just has surpassed him, but I think
I can see Kim with all her business things, but what's he doing?
But he's got, I guess, some big investments. Speaking of which, I guess how much Jay-Z's worth?
Oh, 800 million?
500.
Oh, five.
Beyonce's, well, 350.
Oh, boy. I thought he was worth more than Diddy. Diddy's worth 700, I heard the other day.
Really?
He just bought the $38 million mansion right down the street from the Playboy mansion. $35 million, I think.
Boy.
Yeah,
boy.
Right down the street. He's right down the street from the Playboy mansion and the old Spelling mansion that was bought by that chick that's the daughter of the Formula One racing guy.
Yeah, what did I hear recently about her, too? Has she got a show coming out? I think she's got a show coming out,
wow.
A reality show.
Not a surprise.
Yes, that's the Holmby Hills, then, right?
Yeah, Holmby Hills. So $35 million he spent for this thing. So, yeah, he's worth $800. I thought Jay-Z was worth more than Diddy.
Yeah, $550.
Huh.
Well,
wow.
I thought he was only worth $350 only.
These monies are incredible that these guys are worth, you know?
Incredible buying a $35 million house.
I mean, is it that much different than a $10 million house?
Gotta wonder, right?
Yeah, I mean, I watch Million Dollar Listing, and these $10 million places are still nice, so I don't know.
Out of the listing shows, which one do you like the best? L.A., New York, or Miami?
Miami.
Miami.
Yeah, I like Miami the best.
There's something cooler, hipper, and chicer about it.
Yeah, I think so. L.A. is because we're here already, right? So everything we see, it's like we're in that show. We're part of that show because we're here. I like New York because it's New York, and then I like Miami because I love Miami.
You saw last week in the L.A. version, they had Ryan.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Last week they had Ryan from the New York version came in to buy a house.
To buy a house?
Yeah, I mean, broker. I mean, I'm sorry, not to buy, to looking for, for a client, but... I don't know. They didn't like it. He was
He doesn't like who?
He was bumping heads with Josh.
Oh,
and,
nobody likes Josh. Josh Altman?
Both of them. Oh. Both of them. He was bumping heads
Flag
with
Flag is a real character. I mean, he's a drip. Who does he think he is anyhow?
He came to one of our events.
Right.
And I think he had an attitude.
Well, he did, because he came because he wanted that Caribbean vacation.
Right.
And, you know, and
he got it.
Other than that, forget it.
Yeah.
But hey, I want to do a quick just
shout
off
out?
The, yeah. Well, just off the
topic
real quick, because I'm just looking at a picture on my phone right now that we went out to dinner the other day, this new place in Pasadena called Melt It. Okay, it's just a grilled cheese place. Now, when we were in Cincinnati, we went to this place out there called Tom and something or other. They were on Shark Tank, and they started at festivals and street fairs and things, and they loved them on Shark Tank, so they went and started having these restaurants. So they're all over Cincinnati, and it was not a bad grilled cheese sandwich. But this place on Hill Avenue, and mind you, this is a non-paid endorsement I'm doing right now. It's on Hill Avenue right off of Colorado in Pasadena, and it's called Melt It. My gosh.
This is the guy from Shark Tank?
No, this is just another place. I had the one in Shark Tank when we were in Cincinnati. But these things are popping up all over the place now, too, where they're just grilled cheese places.
Was it a restaurant or a truck?
It's a restaurant.
Okay.
And it's called Melt It. And we had two different. I went there with the wife. We each ordered our own grilled cheese, and we shared it. I got half. She got half.
What'd you get?
The one I had was on rye bread with Munster cheese, cheddar cheese, tomato, and... Oh, not dill. What's that? Some other type of green grass type of vegetable in there. Was unreal. And then the one the wife had, I forget what they had. Hers was like on a French roll with the cheeses and everything else. Oh, and with Mojo potatoes on hers.
On hers?
Oh. Mojo potatoes.
How much?
Very reasonable priced. $5, $4, $5, $6 for these things.
Pretty small then, eh?
No, they're good size.
Wow,
good
that's
size.
Cheap then.
As a matter of fact, I even said we could split one. They were
that's,
so good.
Wow, that's cheap.
And a very generous portion of fries. Next time we go, they've got a peanut butter and jelly deep fried sandwich. And Melt It.
Oh.
And if you like grilled cheese sandwiches, Melt It in Pasadena. And, you know, I found out, I just saw them about a month ago, but they've been there for 2 years.
Wow.
And it is fantastic.
So what kind of accompaniments do we have with that, you know, french fries, salad?
They have french fries, and they've got homemade chips. We had the homemade chips.
Does it come with the sandwiches?
No, you
got
to pay
carte?
Extra. Everything's a la carte. Mm-hmm. Sandwich is just $5 just for the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Melt It. It's in Pasadena. And if you like a grilled cheese sandwich, boy, this blows me away.
Not only was it fantastic, it was very reasonably priced.
Yes.
And you said it was a good size.
Yes.
All the components of what you need.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
It was fantastic. It's like when you're eating a Chick-fil-A and you say, wow.
Yeah.
Or
In-N-Out Burger. Yeah.
When you're saying wow.
Constantly.
You dig into this thing and it's just like, wow.
So that falls in the same category as In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A as the wow factor.
For grilled cheese sandwich. And it's called Melt It.
And it's been there for 2 years.
2 years, which is surprising because
was it recently in the paper? Or?
No, I was driving past there a month ago and I saw it on Hill and I just thought, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This is great. So... melt it.
Hill is hill east of lake or west of lake?
Hill is one off-ramp east of Lake Avenue.
I see.
Yeah, it's great. And it's right next to the Doghouse, which is the great hot dog place.
I
and to the other
this,
side, yeah. It's a Mediterranean place. So it's like three restaurants right in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fantastic. So Melt It in Pasadena. Non-paid endorsement, kids, which
I
is something you know
there.
That this guy, this cat barely does.
I love, that's right, that's a fact. I love grilled cheese. I love sandwiches. So I definitely have to make a point to get out there. I don't know when, though. Busy schedule coming up for the next couple months. So
Right. A lot of stuff's going on. So I wanted to get that shout out before I forget because I just saw that in my thing here.
What are your thoughts? And I just heard this today as well. Joan Rivers having passed on. R.I.P. Joan. They're looking for a replacement for her in the Fashion Police. I myself never thought she should have been on the Fashion Police.
She had no connection to the Fashion Police.
But
the only thing is that her she does her shtick.
Yeah. Did you hear who her replacement is going to be?
No, they already made it. They didn't ask us.
Yeah, they didn't ask us, and you know, maybe they should. But like I just said, I never.
Oh, don't tell me it's Kelly Osbourne.
She's already on.
Okay.
And she took her passing. Horrible. Mm. She had like a breakdown.
Nobody had anything bad to say about Joan.
Yeah.
Everybody loved her.
Yeah. To the hilt.
Yeah.
But anyhow, she took it really bad. And the other guy that's on the show.
I can't wait any longer. Who's the replacement?
Well, it's not for sure yet, but one of the producers of the show
is Melissa.
So we're
still in play then. We're still in play.
Yeah. But we're still in play.
Good. Don't tell me it's his daughter.
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, Kathy Griffin?
Well, Melissa is one of the producers of the show.
Oh, of course. Yeah. She can't do nothing without
Kathy Griffin. But Kathy Griffin. She's too much of a comedian. I mean, but then again, she's falls in the same category.
She's right in the same cloth.
Right.
You know, but then, you know, when you've got one that leaves, I think this gives you the opportunity to change it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you have that one male guy. I forgot what his name is. He's great. You got Kelly Osbourne. Why she's there, I don't know.
Don't know.
And then you have DePandy, who is Rancid.
Juliana.
Now. Yeah. So.
Well, Kevin Griffin fits right into the same MO
the same,
with the.
Right.
Yeah. But I would look at it like this is your opportunity to change it a little bit.
To get somebody like a Tim Gunn.
Yeah.
Or
somebody different. Somebody that's more fashion coordinated.
Yeah.
Then they've got nothing to do with fashion. They're just giving their non-fashion business opinion.
Yeah.
I want somebody that's in the industry
and
to give me their
bit,
opinion.
And a little bit of humor.
Yeah.
And to keep it all together.
Yeah.
But I guess they said that Joan Rivers fit into it because she had a $500 million a year clothing business.
Clothing? I thought she had. I knew she had jewelry.
Jewelry and clothing, yeah.
I'll be doggone.
I mean, she was 80. I mean, she's given her fashion sense on
for silly.
All these red carpet events where all these cool people are, these
cool,
fantastic
young,
gowns. And then you got her.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like you said, this gave the opportunity to restructure, revamp, and
Hey, we had just before coming to the show today, we had a great meeting with one of our regular partners that attends our gifting events. Gift bags. Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets. Now they make, this is Niagara Falls, ladies and gentlemen. They make these great chocolates out of Niagara Falls, New York. Niagara's Honeymoon Sweets is a New York State certified women's owned business, owned and operated by our friend Marianne Hess. And they are committed in giving back to the community, and several of other custom designed pieces have proceeds designated to areas, not-for-profit organizations. So not only do they make a great chocolate, they're involved in the community. They're involved in charity events. This is an organization that I always like to participate in.
And, Mark, you forgot about the mm-mm-mm good.
Mm-mm-mm good, yeah. I mean, Marianne,
you tried one of the chocolates. Oh, you finished up.
I tried one this morning. Yeah,
finish
it's
up
fantastic.
With your
No, that's it.
Overview.
They use only the finest chocolates to prepare their specialties, and each piece is handmade, which is fantastic. Their custom work includes custom chocolate mold designs and fully edible chocolate photo frames, which I've got right here,
there.
As a matter of fact.
And
it's a 3x5.
Looking at it from here, Mark,
I want to eat it right now.
Well,
you that.
I couldn't tell that it was edible.
Yeah.
It looks like a frame that belongs in aisle 6 at Walmart.
Pretty cool, right?
Pretty cool.
Okay.
And she said the picture's edible, too.
Yeah.
Look at the picture. Look at the definition there.
That Tony Curtis? It looks like Tony
That's
Curtis.
That's what I thought it
looks
Tony Curtis. Yeah.
Niagara's HoneymoonSweets.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a great chocolate, go to their website. Order their chocolate and enjoy. We're looking forward to having her in our Oscar gifting suite in February. This will be the third time she's at one of our gifting events, and multiple gift bag opportunities she's worked with us. So thanks, Marianne. It was great seeing you again
and
today.
And her husband.
Yep.
Doug, was it Doug?
So thanks again for coming out. It was good seeing you, Marianne, and we look forward to seeing you again in February.
If right? not sooner. If oh, not she's going to participate yeah. with something.
Miss Hollywood gift bags and Miss Maryland
Miss
gift
Maryland.
Bags.
Yeah. I think she was involved with Maryland last year. Or she was. Illinois,
yeah. right, yeah.
So thanks again, Maryland. And by the way, everybody, the holidays are coming up. And you want to get chocolate for somebody.
There
try
it is.
Try something new. Forget Godiva and Caesar. Both fantastic. Yep. Get something new. Get yep. out there and try Mary Hess's
Niagara's
stuff.
Honeymoon Sweets.
I like how that sounds.
Yeah, me too. Good
I
stuff.
Like
good
how
stuff.
That sounds.
I'm going to have one when I leave here this afternoon.
You know, I'm driving in today, and I'm listening to my sports channel. And a topic came up, which kind of surprised me because it was on the sports channel. They asked a question regarding soap operas. I had the answer easy. They said, hey, back in the day, for 50 years, soap operas were huge.
Yep.
They were huge, and people watched them all the time. Why are they not as popular now?
They don't make any money.
Okay.
People,
see,
the game shows, people like game shows, and there's all talk TV. You know, there's
yeah,
Dr.
Well, that's,
Oz.
The, the first thing I thought of was there's too much other good stuff
yeah.
on. I mean, there's you know, all those talk shows. But back in the day, soap opera was all there was other than a game show. Now there's a million things.
Yeah.
But they kept on saying, I wish I had the phone number. I would have called in and said, hey, you dopes, this is why there's a million other things on that they're watching. So they kept on saying the reason is because talk shows and – women working now.
Right.
In the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and even the 80s.
Housewives were staying home,
yeah.
and they were cooking, cleaning, hanging out. Nowadays, the people that are home aren't the older housewives mm-hmm. that are staying home to make dinner and things. If you're staying home, you're working. You're working moms. You've
yeah.
got businesses at home. So you're not watching a soap opera that you need to watch every day to get involved in.
Or if you're one of the few that are staying home, you're watching Rich or Ray, or you're watching one of the cooking shows, or
right.
you're watching
The View, The Chew.
The View, The Chew.
It's time to run its course.
Yeah.
I think General Hospital's still on, though, isn't it? Is
think,
that the
I
only
think
one?
There's about four of them still on.
Four?
Young and the Restless.
Oh, right. Young and the Restless.
One Life
still
to
on.
Live.
Yeah. One Life to Live is still on?
Yeah.
Wow.
General Hospital.
Yep.
That's three.
Yep.
And then there's one more, I think.
Wow.
Young and the Restless. What is our Kate Linder, what is she on?
I think the Young and the Restless. No, not Young and the Restless. Bold and Beautiful? No.
No.
I don't know.
What is our other friend, Deirdre Hall, on?
They're both on the other one.
Oh, they're both on the other one.
No, wait a minute. Kate Linder's on The Young and Restless, I think.
Okay, then. But there's one other one that's been around.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so
I don't know
one,
what it is, though.
Yeah. So Young and the Restless. So there's at least four.
Yeah.
There's at least four.
But it ran its course. It ran its course, you know, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
I just thought it was an interesting topic on my sports channel this morning. Which, by the
on
way.
On your sports channel?
Yeah. On my sports channel.
That is interesting.
About, yeah. And speaking of which, wacky, quirky, yesterday, I just missed them, but on my sports channel, 710, the Property Brothers were I just missed them.
Oh, yeah.
What are the Property Brothers doing on the sports channel?
Good question. And they're based in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, they're based in Toronto. They do the show up there.
And I just tune in and they go, yeah, we just had the Property Brothers on talking about this, that, and I'm thinking, what are they doing on... I don't know much about
these guys. They've got good representation. You know, they made the rounds a couple weeks ago for the Toronto Film Festival. They were at all the gifting suites.
Oh, well, that makes sense then. Okay. I know you were saying that they were up there. I couldn't understand why they were there. But
yeah. They were down here for – they walked the red carpet for the Emmy Awards a couple weeks ago.
Heck?
Yeah. They've got good representation.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Property Brothers. It's the production company's Cineplex.
Cineplex.
Does that sound familiar to you? It rang a bell with me.
Hmm. Not I don't know, you? But it's probably a Canadian production company.
Mm.
Speaking of which, we have to follow up with our production agent up there in Canada. We got something from him on Friday. He said he would get back to us this week.
Today's Tuesday,
yeah,
right?
Well, maybe we'll wait till tomorrow.
How soon do you wait? How long do you wait before you follow up with somebody and they say, I'll get back to you? A
couple days.
Just like the rally, Toronto, they said, we'll get back to you soon.
And that was like a week ago.
Yeah. But we know, hey, by the way, I think the rally was taking place at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, I told you that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the place. I don't think it was
New
York
up,
this year.
I looked up and saw some pictures.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, the Ritz-Carlton with the cars outside.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pictures they had posted from their lake event, Lake Oshaga or Oshaga from.
Lake Joseph.
But Ritz-Carlton, huh?
Yeah, they were listed as the sponsor, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we would have been to the Ritz.
I guess, yeah.
Oh.
Dang, yeah.
Well, I love the York.
I do, too, the Royal York.
But
it's a great place.
I love the Ritz. It's only about three blocks away,
right?
I think.
Yeah. They were having a lot of other gifting suites at the Ritz also, so I don't know if they maybe said some sort of...
Oh, you're talking about...
Actually, for this Toronto Film Festival.
Right, Toronto Film Festival.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, so I don't think we're on Storage Wars this next week, huh? We had three episodes last week, nothing this week.
So I'd rather have it one week, rather than having three in one day.
Yeah, break it up a little bit. Yeah. We had the trifecta last weekend.
Yeah, two in one day, and but they're all into the repeats and... A lot of Dave Hester episodes on tonight, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. I wonder what kind of response
the repeats are the new, not new ones, are they just repeats?
Right,
of,
that's correct.
Yeah. Whatever. But yeah, so we're not on this week, and we're not on in the next week or so. So if
you know
our
you
listeners.
Still catch us.
Yeah, I was going to say, if our listeners have a hunkering or a hankering for the Harris Brothers and you need your daily dose and you can't find us in Storage Wars, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, go to www.firstrun.tv. That's right, firstrun.tv. It's internet television. 24/7, 365, anywhere, any place in the world. If you've got a computer, laptop,
tablet,
iPhone, iPad, Galaxy, you can go to that website and you can watch us anytime you want. You're in the bathroom, you're out there in the
bathroom,
watching a softball game,
bathroom.
You're in a waiting room at the hospital or whatever, and you need a good daily dose of the Harris Brothers, www.firstrun.tv. It's on channel, I forget what channel it's on there, but it's the fabulous world of, or the wonderful world of the wonderful world of WoW, right?
The WoW Brothers? Hey,
the Harris
those
Brothers,
other
wonderful world of WoW.
North of the border, they're called the Property Brothers. Have we ever been called the WoW Brothers? We had an interview last week on the radio. What did he call us? I like the name he gave us.
Oh, that's right. Twins of Swag.
Twins of Swag.
Twins of Swag. I like that, too.
Yeah.
We're the Kings of Swag. We're the Harris Brothers.
Hey, that was
Bob
some
Brothers.
Interview we did last week, by the way, huh?
Yeah, that's it, huh? Right.
I mean, Cloverfield Radio, right?
Let's not give the competitors a pitch, pal.
Yeah, Clover. Well, it's no big deal. Nice.
Well, sure
that.
It is. We don't want our listeners to go and listen to that radio
Damn.
Station now.
All right.
It's all business, pal.
All right.
So I'm going to. This is the time I'm going to tell our listeners, all our listeners out there, 50, 80, 100,000 or whatever you may be, go out there and tell two friends. Listen to the Harris Brothers on LATalkRadio.com. Every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You tell these two people, and they tell them to tell two people. Next thing you know, we got a million listeners on this
Damn.
Goddamn show, right?
Damn.
Right. So go out there, all the listeners, and spread the word via social media, via emails, telephone calls. Send a telegram to somebody and tell them to
telegram.
Watch, to listen to us. That's right. I want the White House knee-deep in telegrams and saying,
do they still have telegrams?
You know, Western Union came out with a knockoff telegram a couple of years ago. I hit them up, and they do telegrams. The traditional old-fashioned Western Union, they're not doing
Stop.
It. I don't think they're
Stop.
Still around there.
I don't know. I don't
but there is a telegram service that's out there still.
I mean, how could that even be relevant now with
It's just a cool thing.
Yeah?
Yeah. This Stop. Telegram just arrived for you.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like having a press secretary, right?
Yeah.
Your press secretary?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Stop.
So anyhow, sorry, folks, you can't watch us on Storage Wars
the
next
but
week.
Speaking of watching, Mark, this radio show next week, I think, or in the next couple of weeks, is going to be going by way of video. So
right.
you could watch
We're
us.
Still deciding if yeah. we're going to be doing it because our time would change. It would be like a 7 p.m. show. As
Evenings,
opposed to,
yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to 11 a.m. So we're still chewing on it if this is something we're going to do. So if we decide to do it, we will let you know. In the meantime, you can still follow us, friend us on facebook.com/wowcreations. Or we always are looking for new Twitter followers and new Twitter friends at www.twitter.com/wowhollywood. Now, you can also listen to us or follow us on LinkedIn.com, and we're also in MySpace.com, and we're also in Flickr.
Did you say Instagram?
Instagram. That's right, Instagram, right?
Yep, Instagram us.
Okay, so Instagram us, too. So there's plenty of ways. And also, if you want to send us an email, if you got any questions and comments and suggestions or whatever, you can send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
By the way, Mark, did you ever get back to that English fan? I know he sent another email.
Well, you sent everything.
Oh, I did, but I know on Sunday or Monday he sent something saying.
Right. I did. I will today, though.
Okay.
You could also send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. And please visit us at our website because you could see everything that we're doing, all the events we're doing, plus some recent pictures at wildcreationsmedia.com. So there's plenty of ways to see us, listen
hear
to
us.
Us, hear us. Firstrun.tv.
Hey, we were just recently in a write-up in the Toluquin.
It's a local
newspaper here in Southern California out of Toluca Lake, California called the Toluquin.
Home of Bob Hope.
Or
it was Home of Bob
there
Hope before he
nice,
died.
There was a nice recent write-up about us. So go to their website or get at Toluca Lake and pick up a copy.
Yeah, that's the Toluquin.
The Toluquin.
Yeah. So we're staying relevant. We're in the newspaper. We're on the airwaves. We're on television.
Judging
we're
beauty
all,
pageants.
We're judging beauty pageants. Right. We're going to be judging Miss Hollywood in a couple weeks and then Miss Maryland in a few weeks, or 7 weeks, I guess, out for that
wonderful
one.
World of WoW.
Wonderful World of WoW on firstrun.tv.
And
so,
every Tuesday here.
Yeah.
Tuesday here.
Hey, so the new season started on all the networks. I mean, everybody's got new stuff coming on.
Yeah.
2, 4, 7. Dallas had their season finale yesterday. Under the Dome had their season finale yesterday.
Damn, I missed the Scorpion.
Scorpion I TiVo last night.
Jeez.
Forever, that's another show that I want to start watching on ABC about the guy that's been around for 200 years.
Oh, no thanks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'll be watching that. Nope. We've got the season premiere of the Modern Family tomorrow. You know, there's
anything
a lot of great
new
stuff.
Tonight? Anything new tonight?
Let's see, Tuesday.
Is it CSI New Orleans?
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I never watched that show, but I'm going to watch New Orleans. I love New Orleans, so I think I'm going to watch that show.
Yeah, I don't understand what the CSI NSIS or NCIS has to do in Maryland. Yeah. I mean, not Maryland, in New Orleans.
What else is due? What? Anything else?
Well, there was the
tonight.
There was
tonight.
No, I think that might be it tonight.
That's
yeah, we got
tonight.
Dancing with the Stars is on again tonight, so I think Betsy Johnson goes home tonight. So. Anyhow, that's it. You know, thanks for listening to us here
on
Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. Watch our show. Follow us on the social media world and drop us an email. And we're just trying to stay relevant over here. We are the Harris Brothers, or we now call ourselves the Twins of Swag, right?
I like that. Thanks. What's the guy's name that interviewed us? I'm not going to mention the show again, but who was he?
Yeah.
Ian Booth.
Thanks, Ian Booth. We'll do an interview anytime you want. In the meantime, listen to us here and have
the
a good day. Have a good
swag.
Time. Adios.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.